Okay, Motzei Shabbos, Bemei Laomer, Rosh Chodesh Sivan. Here we're up to the beginning of the parak, and Sabbath Josh is not here to give us our chaiton. How do you like that? He's supposed to be mushroom. Fight on the Helika parak. Start all over again.
Back to the Helika parak. Aloha Aleph.
A truma. Ma yosimba. What was the truma talishka used for? This is referring not to all of the coins, but rather those that were placed in the kupot, which was called the truma, as opposed to the rest, which was shirayim. Lokim bat midim usafim niskehem haomer shtei alechem lechav apanim v'chol korbanot hatzibur. In addition, shomrei svichin b'shviit notim secharan b'trumat alishka. We even used the trumat alishka to pay the cost of the people that would keep a watch over fields during Shemitah of the first grains that had grown up on their own, because otherwise, likely it is, we wouldn't have anything available to bring the omer from, or to bring the shtei alechem from, because the aniyim would have simply gone in and taken anything that's there. So we have to appoint people to take care of it, and they were paid for the trumat alishka because that was viewed as part of the tzarech of the korban of the yomer itself. Rabbi Yossi Omer, it's not necessary to do that, actually. Af harotzeh mitnadev shomer chinam. If somebody wanted to commit himself to do the job for the benefit of the tzibur, that would be perfectly okay. Even though there is a complication, the complication being that when something is hefker, as it is during Shemitah, if it's hefker, then the very fact that you set yourself up to watch over the hefker makes it yours. You're being kind of. In which case, how does it become now the carbon sibor of the Eimer? So in other words, Rabbi Yossi is assuming that it doesn't matter. It's even if it comes yours, you can always give it over to the tzibur. As long as you give it over, yafa yafa, which was what we had learned many times before, said that the rabbanan to him, omru lo, afatomer she'im bo'inen l'mishal tzibur. You agree that they have to be brought to shal tzibur, correct? So we're going to have somebody do the job for his own shomer chinam. He's not doing it. He's not being paid as our agent. That's the case of Yisrael. We have to always be afraid that we can't rely that somebody actually gave over something to the tzibur with a whole heart. He always wants to keep a little bit of control. And keeping control is exactly what we don't want when we're bringing something to the tzibur. Now, in the Mishnah, back in, up ahead actually, since this way or this time around we're coming up to it again, in the Ta'anit, we have the halacha of Lizman Atzei HaKohanim. It says over there that there were various mishpachot that had given originally when they came up from we'll see in a moment, and we were koveya those days as being the only days at which these people, only they could give the etzim to the ma'aracha. Now, of course, we run into the same problem then. Because if an individual family takes responsibility, there were 9 separate occasions in the year when this would take place, and for them it was a holiday, they weren't allowed to fast, and so on. The problem is that if they're taking a personal responsibility, again, we've got the same issue. Can an individual family or individual person, can he take upon himself something that is meant to be the tzibur, according to Rabbanan, says over here, no, we don't let you do that, we'd rather pay. So according to the Rabbanan, how do we understand the dinim of the Atzei Kohanim Ve'am? And it expands in the Braita. Here it says, Mara Azman Atzei Kohanim Ve'am Le'imanot. Why was that so important to mention the Zman of the Atzei Kohanim as if it was something that's Nogea or Deiris? Because, B'Sha'ah Sha'alu Yisrael Min HaGolah, when they came up from Bavel, V'lo Matzu Etzim B'Lishka, it was very difficult to get wood. After all, the enemies had done a job on Eretz Yisrael. Then we were needing etzim to burn on the Mizbeach. There was no longer the esh that came in Hashemayim, and it didn't burn. So, omdu elev nitnadvu etzim mishal atzma. These families had taken responsibility to bring the etzim. Umasul Natsibur, they gave it over to the Tzibur. The Karvumiam Karbonot Tzibur, the Yitnui Mahem, the Vim Shibinihim, based on the Hakaratova for what these people had done. The Nevi'im that were there, Chagai, Zechariah, Malachi, and they were Matne Shafil Lishkam Leyaitzim, future generations. Even if the Lishkat Aitzim, there was a special place where we kept all the Aitzim, and these need to be special Aitzim, and they need to be dry and clean and not wormy and so on, because there's a dinim of a mum on Aitzim as well. Even if they were filled to the brim, V'amdu Elu V'nitnadvu, if these families would come at these times and bring their Aitzim, then korban mitkarev ela mishalem tchila. Their Aitzim would be used before any other Aitzim would be used in any event. It would seem to be Omer Rabbi Yaakov Rabbi Yossi. Apparently the whole sugya, the whole Mishnah over there, only works Aviba Rabbi Yossi, the Mishnah in Tainus, because as Rabbi Yossi says in our Mishnah, what's wrong if somebody does the Shmirah on his own? And the Chachamim didn't accept that. He said, we don't let individuals do something and then have to rely on them that they're giving it over to the Tzibur Yafa Yafa. So how come it says in Ta'anit that they gave over the Eitzit? So it's got to be the Rabbi Yosef Omer, Afarotze Mitmanev Shomer Chinam. The same way he says over here in Shkalim, so too apparently Rabbi Yosef is the only one who would be the author of the Mishnah in Ta'anit. Says Rabbi Yossi, B'shem Rabbi Yilah, it's not true. Divrei HaKolhi, there's a big difference between the Mishnah here and the Mishnah in Ta'anit. Ma'pligin, what is the machloket in our Mishnah between the Chachamim and Rabbi Yossi? Only begufo shel korban. If they are going to actually give over the very chitim, or the very saurim, from which the korban, the chadash, is brought, either the shtei alechem or the omer, then we're chayshish. But for makshirei korban, kol ama modi, shehu mishtaneh korban yachid korban sibur. Everybody is ready to agree that if you're only talking about a hechsher of a korban, etzim is not itself the korban. Etzim is what allows the korban to be burned. We're not so makbid on this issue if you're talking about hechsherei korban. Therefore, everybody's meida that the way to understand the korban ha'etzim was not that they dedicated etzim for use on their own korbanot, but that indeed, like it says there, was given over to the tzibur. What about this? Tani, we also have in Yuma a Mishnah that says isha shastak tonet livna. Suppose one of the mothers of the Kohanim, this was a minhag, there used to be a lot of competition between the mothers of the Kohanim to make the most beautiful big day kuhuna.
My son the Kohen.
My son the Kohen. Things have changed.
My son the king also made it, for Shlomo's mother made it.
Shmuel, anyway. And Shmuel, I think, is what you're referring to the ketonet. But if a woman made a beautiful ketonet, gave it to her child, it would be kosher to do the avodah in. Now there too, Rabbi Acha said, because you can't use your own clothing, you have to use the big dekuna that are part of the hekdesh. So it says Rabbi Acha, again, that could only be going according to Rabbi Yosi in our Mishnah. Rabbi Yosi. Rabbi Yosi on Afarotze Mitna Dev Shomer Chinam. And again, Rabbi Yosi there argues on Rabbi Acha, B'shem Rabbi Lo, and he says, no, that's not true. Divrei HaKolhi. Ma pligin, what is the argument that our Mishnah only begufa shel korban? Avu b'machshirei korban. The big tekuna, which are not themselves the korban, which allow the avoda to be done to the korban. Kol amemode shumishtaneh korban yachid lekorban tzibur. Well, there we're not concerned that the yachid will keep control over it. Now, it would appear that the following matnita is polig al Rav Acha, I should say, not al Rav Yossi, but rather this is against Rav Acha's interpretation of Rav Yossi in our Mishnah, according to which even the Machlokes would even be on Machshirei Korban. Because it says, Otana Yamim Noagin B'Sha'at Korban V'Shalo B'Sha'at Korban. The days of the giving over of the Eitzim, that wasn't said only at the time when there was a Beit HaMikdash. That was true whether there were korbanos being brought or there weren't korbanos being brought. So even if there was no Beit HaMikdash, it was such an important holiday to these family that L'Doyreis, they were not allowed to fast on those days. That it didn't, like Purim and Hanukkah and Ohespet and Hatayis and so on.
When they weren't bringing anything.
Even when they weren't bringing it, there was no Beit HaMikdash. In other words, it was so choshev that the kviyut of the Nevi'im was L'Doyreis. Furthermore, this gears over here, va'od minhad and so on, that doesn't make any sense because this is all part of the same sugya. It's not a separate thing. That it's a part of the same Mishnah. So the Gra takes it out. Omer Rabbi Elazar ben Rabbi Tzadok, ani hayiti bimnei Sina'a b'nei Binyamin. I was part of, this was one of the families that brought the Korban Etzi. And it once happened, their day of the Korban Etzi was the 10th of Av. And it once happened that Tisha B'Av came out on a Shabbos, and they were Dochet to Matzei Shabbos, in which case now, the 10th of Av was a Tainus. What did we do? Because we weren't allowed to fast. Ayinu mitanim velo mashlimim. We fasted part of the day, but because it was our holiday, we weren't allowed to fast the whole day. Now, since, obviously, we're making such a big deal out of this thing, that it was chal even bezman she'en beit hamikdash kayam, and even to be doicha Tisha B'Av, which obviously is bezman she'en beit hamikdash kayam, it's unreasonable to think that we're talking about korban etzim to bring korban etzim to yochid. I would make it a completely private kind of thing, and we're going to make a holiday for the Dari Daris. Understand if it's a day that you're bringing a korban, it's a personal holiday. But over here that we're kaveya, it's what Megillas Tain is. What does that mean? It could only be something that's nogei the tzibur, in which case it must be that Rabbi Acha is wrong. Rabbi Acha's interpretation that not everybody would be made that you could bring a carbon for a tzibur for tzibur was donated by a yochid is not true. Everybody is made that if it's only the eitzim you can. It's only the actual chefts of the carbon that would be a problem. Okay, now again, in the next piece, we've got a little bit of confusion of the Girsaot. The Gra takes out from those words, Ha'omer, for very good reason, as you'll see. So let's drop Omer, V'shtei Alechem, all the way until the end of the parentheses, that Ritaman Tanina. Okay, we've got a Mishnah in Menachot. Mishnah Menachot reads as follows. Kol Karbonot HaYachid VaHatzibur, you could bring any korban, and this is whether for mincha and so on. It doesn't matter if you bring it from Eretz Yisrael, even though it's being brought from vegetable goods. Only one thing. The omer, the shtei alechem, which obviously by definition can only be brought min hachadash, they're there to be passed to the chadash, so they can only come from chadash, and they can also only come from Eretz Yisrael. Cannot bring them from Chutz La'aretz. Reb Chuna, Hashem Reb Yirmiyah, said that Mishnah was going on with Rabbi Yishmael. Since Rabbi Yishmael is the man, the Omer, who says, Eina Omer ba min Surya, so even from Surya, which had some of the dinim of Eretz Yisrael, didn't have all the dinim because David HaMelech conquered Aram Narayim before he conquered the entire Eretz as it was meant to be given over to Yisrael, because of that it didn't have all the dinim. But even from Surya, you cannot bring the Omer. Now, furthermore, this is all leading up now to our mission. Furthermore, in the mission in Kalim, it says, Eser Kedushotein, Eretz Yisrael is Mekudeshet Mikol HaRatzot. There's something unique about the level of Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael beyond other lands. What is that Kedusha? Shemevi'im Yimena HaOmer VaBikurim Ushtei Alechem MaShemein Mevi'im Kein Mikol Haratzot. There too said Rabbi Chuna, Shem Rabbi Yirmiyah, that's got to be going to Rabbi Yishmael. Since it is, after all, Rabbi Yishmael, Shita, that holds, Eina Omer Ba Min Asuria. Now, there's furthermore, it's part of the introduction to our Sugya, furthermore, there's a big machlokus about how to darshan the pasuk Becharish Ubakatsir Tishbot. Does Becharish Ubakatsir Tishbot, is that a din in Shemitah? Or is that a din in Shabbos? And over there, Rabbi Yishmael darshans, that it comes to tell me that it's a din in Shabbos. And it's coming to compare the din of Chorish and Katsir. To tell me that Mar Chorish Rishut, Af Katsir Rishut. There is nowhere in the Torah that we have a mitzvah to do Chorish. Therefore, by definition, the Torah mentions Harisha, it cannot be a mitzvah. On the other hand, we do have a Ketzira that's a mitzvah, right? And that mitzvah is the Ketzira Ta'omer. The Ketzar Ta'atz Ketzira. Therefore, Tainas Rabbi Shmuel, and this all follows his Shita, that it's where the Omer comes from is part of the essential Korban. So it has to be come from Eretz Yisrael, be Kotzer there where it comes from, and be brought specifically from that. Therefore, it comes to tell me, by saying Becharishu V'Katzir Tishbot, that this teaches us that Yatzar Ketzir HaOmer Shehin Mitzvah. Ketzir HaOmer, therefore, is Deicha Shabbos. So even if you easily could have cut the Omer before Shabbos, it is now the time to bring the Omer, you catch the Omer on Shabbos. Now, this again is Rabbi Shmuel Kishitato, because Rabbi Shmuel holds Ein HaOmer Ba Min HaSuria, and this is Kedaite, the Omer Yatzik Tziram, Shum Mitzvah. And now let us see, well, by the way, takes all that out because it's just repetitive. Now let us see how that applies to our Mishnah. Our Mishnah says that the Shemre Svichin Mishvias can take the schar from the Trumat HaLishka, which obviously means that it is unavoidably part of the Karban that we take this Omer from what has grown up in Shemitah, in Eretz Yisrael, and therefore we must pay people to watch, because otherwise we won't be able to bring the Omer. Now, Lechora, that means that the Mishnah's got to be Rabbi Shmuel. Because according to the other Shitot, I could have brought the Omer from anywhere. I could import the grain for the Omer. He's the man, the Omer, who holds it. It's all a chelik of the mitzvah. So that would mean that our Mishnah is following only Rabbi Shmuel's Shita. Omer of Yusuf, that doesn't necessarily follow. Divrei HaKoli. Everybody could be made to that. Because we're going to rely on the fact that we're going to import the grain from Syria, from Chutz Laretz. So therefore, we shouldn't have the grain here that we know that it's in our hands? I mean, if lo matzu b'suria, mevinoto misvichet shvaretz Yisrael, according to everybody. So therefore, this doesn't prove anything. What's in our hands? An omer in a bush is in the hand is worth more than 10 omers in a bush.
It's also basic.
Yeah, but we have to pay for it, therefore. That can't be a private thing. Now, hain omer, let me ask you something. If you hold that Lamaisa, the Tzedekha Shabbos, so if it's Shvias, and you're Cheshish that there won't be Sviche Shvias, so how about planting it during Shvias? In other words, you're talking about the chance that you're going to find grain that's going to grow up spontaneously, and that you're going to use for the owner. And if I don't see anything like that now, so maybe I should plant the grain? I should plant the grain during Shemitah. Because, I mean, look, after all, it's Deicha Shabbos. So then the Zriya should also be Deicha. If I need to bring it from Eretz Yisrael, so how about that? Could I actually plant during Shvias, be Deicha Shvias, in order to have the grain of the Omer? Reb Chiya Bar Ada, when he heard this, he said, I don't understand what the question is. You wouldn't be able to bring the Omer from it anyway. Because when you bring a komets of the Omer, you need to be matir the shirai, right? Like in every mincha. But if you brought the Omer from food that's prohibited for consumption, because something that was nizra, b'mezid on shvias is prohibited for consumption, so then you don't have shirai. So how could you be matir of the Omer? So it doesn't make sense. Even you wouldn't help anything. So lo nimtzik a komets al shirayim she'inam ne'echalim. That's the equivalent of saying you should bring a comment where you don't have shirayim. The shirayim over here aren't kosher. Omar Leh, you're forgetting something. We know that there are chamisha dvarim that are ba'im betuma ve'in nechalim betuma. Can I mention two examples of those five things? The omer and the shtei lechem. So since they're karbonos tziva, they're brought betuma. Sherita betuma. There's no din of dechia of tuma for eating. So yeah, you could ask the same question. How could I bring now a komets of the Omer? Nobody's going to be able to eat the shirayim. So you see clearly that the din of the akravas haomer is not tied to the shirayim. So just the same way that if shirayim were tamei, I would still bring the Omer. if the Shiraim were Asr because of Shvi'is, I would still bring the Omer. There's nothing to complain about this question. The question stands as asked. Now, let me ask you something else. I'm going to be paying this guy exactly how am I going to be mechal the money? I don't understand. A guy is working as a shomer, right? So what am I going to do? You say, I'm going to take money out of the Trumas Alishka and I'm going to pay him with Hekdesh money. What is it going to be mitchalil on?
He'll be moyel.
He'll be moyel on it. And he says, well, how does that work? So what exactly do we do? Ketzer u'aseh. No, what we do is like this. We borrow money up front from the bank. Okay? We use the money from the bank. Anybody that was involved, people had to do the work on the Ketzira, the Shmira, the work on making it, you know, pure and going through the sifters and so on. All of that we pay. We do that before we even have the Omer in our hand to be marked. Now, then when we have the Omer, after all the work is done, then maybe ma'ot mitrumat alishka, we're mechala the kedusha from the trumat alishka on to the grain. Now we have money which is chulin, and now we have an Omer which is kodesh. So now this money is just paid back to bank. Basically. So that makes perfectly good sense. Says the Gemara, it does? The Tavut king? How does it make sense?
How much?
Mechala. How does it make sense? The Omer, by the time you finish the work, there's a tiny bit of grain that's left for the Omer. You've put it through 13 various filters. I mean, you've gotten out of what was once a pile of grain, a little one thing now of an Omer. So how is that going to be worth the money? You can't be mechal money if it isn't worth it. Says the Gemara, what do you mean not worth it? Kol mash yitain, ain't it? What kind of question is that? If it costs you X amount of money to create the product, then that's the value of the product. So everything that was put invested in this product is the value of the product. That's what you're asking. So just give the money for the product, and then the money is cool.
Very expensive per ounce.
Yeah, you know, Tana. No, it's that expensive. Tana. After Pitche Avanim, you have the same thing with the Pituach Avanim, or the Situt Avanim. Then we're going to... You're dealing with people that present you at the end of a long process with a little stone, or that present you with a rock that's going to be placed into the binyan, and that had to go through the chotet team, and then they had to polish it up, and so on and so forth. It's a whole process. So what do you do? How do you pay for this? So you have to pay the workmen. So it says exactly the same thing. Notel ma'ot mishulchani. They take out a bank loan. Use that money for paying. No ten la chotzvim v'lasatatim achelotin aten agabe hadimus, until the stone is ready to be placed on the row in which it's being placed. Mishenitan al hadimus, when it's there, then mevi maot mitrumat alishka u'mechalalin aleh. Now they ask the same question over there. But v'tavut kein, what does that work? I mean, how much money can you be mechal on the stone? And there too, Rabbi Yosef said, b'shem. Because kol ma sheyitein einein damer mishar rishon.
Zukta ha'leke mishneh halacha bet.
Para v'seira mishtaleah v'lashon shel zehurit are all ba'im mitrumat alishka. Even though the para adum is not really a korban, because it's done entirely outside, and actually should be better kabayit. But the Torah keeps referring to it as chatas, because that we call it the parat chatat. Because it's compared to the chatat, it therefore has dinim of kedusha to be brought from the trumas halishka, surprisingly, as opposed to other things that are brought from the berek habayit. Therefore, the parah and even the sar mishtaleach, which doesn't have that din, but remember, the sar mishtaleach has another curious aspect to it. The sar mishtaleach has to be suitable to be brought as the korban l'Hashem. Otherwise, it's not a kosher sar mishtaleach. Because you have to do the lottery on it, in which you don't know which one is which. So by definition, it has to be bought at the same level of kedusha as the other one. So therefore, here are two animals, strangely enough, are not really karmanotzibo in the normal sense of the word. And yet they don't come from Merikabayat, they come from the Trumat HaLishka. So this would include even the Lashon Shel Zuhurit, which was the red dyed wool, which was thrown into, now there were two Lashon Shel Zuhurit that it might mean, we'll see it only as referring to Lashon Shel Zuhurit, that was burned together with the part. The other Lashon Shel Zuhurit, which was placed between the horns of the Seir HaMishtaleach and tied to a sela, that is not brought, because it's not part of the what's necessary for the actual korban. So that was not brought from the Trumat HaLishka. Even though it's used, but it's used only as an adjunct. It's not actually burned with it.
And the Seir itself, we do consider korban?
Has to be, Kevesh HaPara. The Kevesh HaSeir HaMishtaleach. Now, they used to build a bridge, this very specially designed bridge, which had no possibility of tumah underneath it, because it was designed with double arches. So every arch would be would prevent any tumah from under, would be an oil to stop tumah. And the area where there was no arch had another arch on top of it to stop tumah that would be coming up through the connector. Right? The place where the arch connects to the ground, the tumah could go up straight through there if it was. So they put another arch on top of that. So it's double arches, arch upon arch, staggered in order to avoid that problem. That way nothing tumah could possibly affect. It was one of the things that they did for the mile of the Paraduma. So they would actually take it over a bridge out to Har HaZeitim. And the Seir HaMishtaleach, sorry? That's where it was burned. Because the Torah says that it has to be facing the Makom HaMikdash, not on it. And the Seir HaMishtaleach, now there they had much more prosaic reasons for building a bridge. They built a bridge because they had mad religious people in those days also. And of course only from Bava, they called because of the Bavli. But what they would do is they would all start whacking on the Seir HaMishtaleach, pulling out its ears, go, take out the sins, and all of this. They had to build this bridge in order to make sure that none of these wackos could get to the Seir HaMishtaleach. That's why they call crazy people wackos. So the kevish of the Seir HaMishtaleach and the lashon, which was put between the horns of the Seir HaMishtaleach, that did not come from the Trumas HaLishka. Furthermore, Amat HaMayim, which was in the Azora, and that was used for the water, all the dam would go out for there, would use it for cleaning. And the Chomot HaIr, the Migdolot HaIr, the Tzorchei HaIr, all the important things for Yerushalayim were not brought from the Trumas HaLishka, they were all bought from the Shiore HaLishka. Abba Shaul Omer, Kevesh Para, actually, the Kevesh Para was not a public expense. It was a competitive exercise in which the Kohanim Gedolim would go and would make it on their own. Osim Mishal Atzman. Because we'll see later on that the Gemara says it was a Shacht Sanut. It got into like some serious competition. Would want to do something special for it.
It just wasn't used that much, or could just large quantities?
You could use a tiny little bit of ash for make another thing of water. Shiorei alishka ma yosim ben. What was done with the leftovers of the lishka? Lokhin ben yenot shmanim slatot. Anything that was left over after all of this value was taken from it, you went into business. So says Rabbi Yishmael. Let Hegdash buy. I mean, Hegdash has got sort of a captive audience here, you know. People are coming in all the time. They're looking for the right kind of, it's a real trap, the right kind of wines, the right, you know, holy wine and all. Oh, man, that's the best. So what they would do is they would buy the stuff, you know, and then they would market it as holy stuff, you know, with a markup. And that way they would get extra money for Hegdash. And that way they would have money to bring for the Nedavis, for Kaitam Yizbeach. So Hasachar LaHegdash, they would sell the Yayin, the Shemen, the Solet, that it was all, you know, prepackaged by your special Mincha Solet here. Same old soldier you got in the story, now with a new label on it. So anyway, so they would make money on it. So says Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Akiva says, Ein mistaklim b'shal Hegdesh. Hegdesh does not go into business. Why Hegdesh doesn't go into business? Because it's considered to be a zilzul for Hegdesh. It's a g'nai. We have a general clause that Ein aniyut b'makom ashirut. The whole concept of Hegdesh is it's supposed to be v'yad rechava, not dealing with the mundane realities of this world. And even b'shal aniyim, we don't go into business for another reason. Because you may end up losing. So after b'shal aniyim, we make investments that could then go sour, and then it'll be taken out of the money that was set aside for aniyim. Hatruma, motar hatruma, how about if we had leftover at the end of the year? It's now echad b'nisan, we still have money left in the trumas alishka, and it hadn't been used up for all of the korbanos. What do we do with it? Riku'ei zahav tzipui lebeit kodesh hakodashim. It's used as that which builds the actual glory of the Beit HaMikdash. Rabbi Yishmael Omer, look. Coating on the wall itself to turn the wall into gold. So, I mean, because again, remember that the Makor of these Shkalim is the Trumas that were given from the Mishkan. So it's fine if you don't have it for the korbanos, and then you can use it for the original thing that the shkalim are given. Rabbi Yishmael says, "What? Motar ha-peirot." I'm sorry, guys, about getting back to this, but they did go into business, and anything that was left over from the things that they had bought to go into business, that was all the profits went to Kaitz HaMizbeach. Motar truma did not go for the building golden tiles; it went for the kli sharet. Rabbi Akiva says, the motar truma went l'kayitz ha-mizbeach. The kli sharet was built, were made from the motar nisachim, not from the motar of the actual truma. Rabbi Chananya's gonna kohanim omer, motar nisachim went to kayitz ha-mizbeach. Motar truma went to kli sharet. That I agree with Rabbi Shmuel, but I do not agree with Rabbi Shmuel about this business. What kind of monkey business is that? Even though they argued, Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Chanina's Kanakoni between themselves, as to whether or not we would use the Meiser of the Truma to buy klishores, but they certainly both disagreed with the very idea of having motar peirot. They said there was no such thing. We didn't go into business. Kevin Sparan, so on and so forth, is broad, includes here Lashon Shel Zehurit. Explains Rabbi Shmuel Bar Nachman B'Shem Rabbi Yonatan. Let's not get confused. There were three separate Lashonot Shel Zehurit that were used for Korbanos. One of them was the Sar Mishtaleach. That one weighed a selah, or was worth a selah. Shel Mitzvah, that's actually a reference to weight, because it's, we'll see later on. And the Mitzorah, because the Mitzorah does not need to be split into two, the way that the one that's put around the horns of the Sar Mishtaleach was sufficient to buy it for a sheker. I mean, to weigh it as a sheker. Shel Parah had to be very heavy, because it had to actually be thrown into the fire where the Parah was being burned. And if it was, I mean, it's hard to get something which is beged into a fire unless it's heavy. Because you got all the air that's rising from the fire, that was shtei slaim. Reb Chunya de Prat Chavrin, Rabbi Baba Zav, B'Shem Reb Shemel Chalafta, says that Shalpora was actually shtei slaim umechta. Actually, there was some who put it this way, that it was Yitam Afkim Lishna, it was Asara Zuz, which is exactly the same thing, because the cell has four Zuz, so 2.5 cell has 10 Zuz, anyway. But the question was, how did he say it? We like to say it over in the way it was originally said. Now, Rabbi Yehuda B'Shem Rabbi Shmuel points out that there were other things that were paid from the Trumat HaLishka, even though they really, you could have seen it as very peripheral, but they were central to the needs of the Aveda. So, Talmidei Chachamim HaMelamdim Et HaKohanim Yilchot Shchita, or Yilchot Kabbalah, or Yilchot Zrika. Even the Rebbes of the Kohanim were not in Shchem, the Trumat HaLishka was directly applied to korbanos. Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Adifa, B'Shem Rabimi, said you should know that there is an Isser to accept money for being Mevaker Amum. You had experts, and the Gemara in Mechoros talks about the amount of time that was necessary to invest to get this expertise. I mean, you had to literally spend years with the animals and so on to get to be an expert in Mumim and to determine whether something was a Mum, was it a Mum over, was it a Mum. And somebody who takes money for paskening a Mum, his psak isn't relied on, he's thrown out of the job. Because then he's open to bribery. So, therefore, we wanted to provide a salary for Mevakri Mumim. And that Mevakri Mumim also came from Trumat HaLishka. Revacha, Rabbi Tarchum, Rachia, Mishum Rabbi Shmiloi, says that Magie, Sefer Hazara, those people who were involved in being Magia Sfarim, what they had over there was the Sefer in the Hazara was the one against which all the other Sfarim were checked. So people would come, bring in their Sefer Torah, and they were checked by a team of experts against the Sefer that was kept in the Hazara from Moshe Rabbeinu, or the second Beis Hamikdash from Ezra. Actually, some have gears on the Sefer Ezra, not Sefer Hazara. So some learned that the Kriya of the Kohen Gadol, the Kriya of the Melech, was done specifically from that Sefer. The Rambam, just the whole story of the Aram Narayim, you know, you're familiar with the Keter. Keter Aram Tzova. Never heard of this?
Not a Sefer, is it like a...
No, that was taken. The Rambam reports in his Hilchos Sefer Torah, in which he goes through all of the Chaseros and the Seros and the Psuches and the Stumes, and he says that he checked his Hilchos Sefer Torah against a special Sefer which had been checked with the Sefer Hazar. That Sefer, the Misera, was kept in Syria, in Aram Tzova, in a particular place where it was kept for centuries, and then there was all, they had to escape with it, and it was lost for a while, and now they have, you can buy now the Keter Aram Tzova, you can actually buy it now in a reproduction, which is the most reliable Sefer that we have, because it was checked against the Sefer of the Azar. It's a whole story in the opening of the Chumash by Rabbi Breuer, Mordechai Breuer, he did all of the work on it. He writes a lot of the history in the opening, I think, at the Chorev, I think they call it.
Oh, yeah. Is that what they call
the Aleppo Codex? The Aleppo Codex, exactly. Aram Tzov is Aleppo. Yeah. Chalam. In any event, the people, the experts that would be in charge of that, were also Notim Scharam, Mitrumat HaLishka. Gidol Bar Minyamin b'shem Rabasi, the Shnei Dayanei Gezelot that were in Yerushalayim, also were not in Scharam Mitrumat HaLishka. So that's all those things that we needed for the proper functioning of Torah V'Aveda. Those were all included in Tanoim that the Beis Din made in what it would be using the money for. Shmuel Omer, Nashim Ha'orgot B'Parochet, not in Scharam Mitrumat HaLishka. Whereas Rav Huna says not. That's the Berek HaBayit. Now, here there's a difference between the Bavli and the Yerushalmi in this. There were a lot of different parochets. The question of here is like this. When they built the second Beit HaMikdash, they could not build the wall between the Kodesh and the Kodesh HaKadosh, because they had so increased the height of the binyan that the wall would not stand. It was too thin to be able to stand with the building materials that they had. It was too thin to be able to stand at that height. You had like a 20-story high wall, which is only one arm thin. They had no way of supporting it. So what they did was instead they put two curtains, one on either side of what was previously the wall, and that took the place of binyan. So there became a question, is that the binyan or is it a kli? It's a kli, yeah. It's a kli which is now taking the place of binyan. This, says the Gemara, this is the source of the machlokas. Why is there a machlokas, whether it came from the Trumas HaLishka or from the Berek HaBayit? Because Rav Huna, over like a binyan. And it should say over here, I believe the Gra actually changes the Girsan. Avad like a Kalim. In other words, if the Kalim come, the Shaila is this actually building, or is this a Kli in the equivalent of a Kli in the Beis HaMikdash? Now, it's more likely than calling it a carbon versus a building. Or Reb Chistia. Tana Reb Yehuda is the correct name. Reb Yehuda came from the time of Gudgoda. Gudgoda, so it got mixed up with Grogrot. Gudgadot. So Reb Yehuda from Gudgoda said that the Ktoras were called Korbanot Zibur, Ba'in Mitrumat Halishka. But the Mizbeach HaZohav, V'chol Kli Sharet, they come from the Motar Nesachim. The Mizbeach, that was the Mizbeach HaOilah, and the actual building of the Heichal and the Azores. Now here again there's a mistake. It says here, Ba'in Mishiore Halishka, which doesn't make sense. It should say, Mi'boin Mi'berek HaBayit, and Chutz La'Azores. All of the things that were outside, those things came from Shiore Halishka. Zvereka Bayis is specifically for the building of the Bayit itself. Okay, so there's a big difference. The Mizbach HaElah was like a chelek of the binyan. It was built. It was stone. It was built on the ground. As opposed to the Mizbeach HaZohav, which was a klisharis. Basically, it could be moved about. V'atani, Avnei Mizbeach, does not say that the Avnei Yerushalayim should say, Mo'alim Behen. According to you, if you bought anything outside of the Azara with the Shiore Halishka, how could you be Mo'el in Shiore Halishka? V'chi yesh mi'ilah b'shirayim. Well, that's not a problem. According to Rabbi Meir, there was mi'ilah b'shirayim, right? Elak Rabbi Meir. The Omer Rabbi Meir, Mo'alim b'shirayim. Says Rabbi Chia, that's not going to help you, man. Because remember, why did Rabbi Meir say you're Mo'el b'shirayim? Only because he said that there's always a suffix, maybe you'll need it for further trumas. Remember that machlokas? What happens if you run out of money? So Rabbi Meir said if you run out of money, you go back to the shirayim. The Tanakhama says you go back and you take new shkolim. Because according to them, once you took the truma, the rest becomes shirayim, you can't take truma from it again. But Rabbi Meir said, no, you did not complete the truma until you saw that you didn't need any more. So therefore you'll be ma'al b'shirayim, but you only have 1 year to do that. Because the next year, you're going to have to bring from the shkolim HaKadoshim. But here it's saying that if you go ahead and you pry a stone out of the wall of Yerushalayim, and you put a no parking sign in your bedroom, you know, like teenagers like to do. So you'll be Maya. But that's 10 years later, or 100 years later. I mean, it's it can't be Rabbi Meir. You're saying it's permanent Mi'ila. It's not going to help you to say it's going to be Rabbi Meir. Kluma ma Rabbi Meir, elo betoch shnato, v'hocha chutz l'shnato anu kayamin. We're talking about now all the time. But how could it come from the Shiore Alishka? Om Reb Chizkiya Tana Reb Yehuda God Gedias. Every time he appears, it's just another mix-up in his name. He must have suffered as a kid. HaShulchan VaMenorah VaMizbechot VaParochot Me'akvim Et HaKorbanot Divrei Meir. You cannot bring a korban unless you have a Beis HaMikdash to be bought Pesach HaYom Meir. But what defines the Yom Meir? Ma'al Meir requires a shulchan, a menorah, a mizbeach hazav, and a mizbeach ha'elah, and a parayfas. And if you don't have that, you can't bring a carpet. So says Rabbi Meir. V'chachonim omrim? No, that's going too far. Eim lecha ma'akevet ha'korban, ela karkov v'keren bilvad, is the way the grot changes it. So that because that's the mashmos of the sugya in the Bavli. That the tzura of the Mizbeach requires a karkov, meaning that it has to have a sovev, and it has to have a keren, it has to be square, but that's by definition what a Mizbeach is. That's ma'akev, the carbon. You don't have that, you don't have a kosher carbon, but what's in the binyan is not ma'akev. But wait a minute, Lokein Amar Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Yosef bar Chanina, Shreyon Amrin, both of them said, yeah, even though these were Amoraim, I mean, but obviously, they're not chaylik on Rabbi Meir and the Chachomim. We must be misunderstanding something. Because both of them said that kol ein dechtiv nochach ma'akev, tzela eino ma'akev. On any kli where it uses the word nochach, let's say, ve'et ha-menorah tasiv nochach ha-shulchan. So then the menorah is a nochach, that's ma'akev. Because nocheach has to be present. It has a double meaning. So it has to be present. If it has to be present, then if it's not there, you can't bring a korban. But if it just says tzela, which is ha-shulchan, al tzela ha-mishkan, tzela does not imply ikuv. So where it says tzela, eino ma'akev. Rav Shmuel bar Nachman, Meshurim Rav Yonatan says, even those kelim where it mentions tzela is ma'akev. And Rabbi Law, Meshurim Rav Shmuel bar Nachman says, even things where, when it describes in the Torah the way that the Mishkan was put together, it says vayosem on a lot of kelim. So vayosem is his bachazah, vayosem betoch, and so on. So there, even though it's not in the tzivui, just in the description, use a lashon of sima, even that's ma'akev. So how do you explain? I don't get it. I mean, none of the Tanoim held that Madrig. I mean, so how are these Amoraim just like coming up with Tzelok? Amr Chanina, no, it's two completely different sugyas. Kan ba'avodot shebifnim and kan ba'avodot shebachutz. We're talking about two issues. If you want to bring something bifnim, then everything is ma'akev. The tsuras hapnim, the shulchan, the naira, and so on, you can't do those things inside the Beis HaMikdash unless the inside is properly formed. But if you want to bring a korban outdoors, on the Mizbeach HaChitzay, it's irrelevant what's going on behind closed doors of the Mishkan. The Mizbeach itself, as long as you have the karkov and the keren, on the Mizbeach, you can bring your korban okay. So that they really weren't discussing the same issue at all. The Amoraim were discussing what happens this thing. They were discussing what happens with Chorus. By the way, the Gra takes out the whole Mara A, because it's weird, and just quotes the Mishnah, Tanina, that's all. Mara Az Mana Tekarim Aam Limana.
Is this a common thing?
Which is what's important to us. The karvumi am korbanot tzibur. Vituim ayam neviim shebeneim. Shafilu lishka mleyai tzim. Vamdu elu nitnadu etzim mishal atzman. Zoye korban mitkarev elu mishalem techila. Says Rav Achbot, that could only work out a little bit of Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef Amar, Afarotze mitnadev shomachinam. That's what they were doing, basically. Says Rav Yosef, B'shem Rav Ilan, no, divrei akoli. Ma pligin only begufa shal korban, but machshire korban like wood? Kolei amamoyde, shum mishtana korban yochim korban tzibu. How about the other Mishnah? Isha shastak tonet livna, there too, Rabbi Akiva said, "Rabbi Yosi, the Rabbi Yosi, Amar Afaretz, Mitnadev Shemachinan." And there too, Rabbi Yosi said, "B'shem Rabbi La, Divrei Akoli, Ma'apligim Begufa Shel Korban, Machshir Korban Kolam Ha'Meida Shemishtaneh Korban Yochel Korban Tzibur." Now, the Torah and Matnis Apliga Rabbi Yosi. It says, "Otana Yamim Noagin B'Shat Korban V'Shelo B'Shat Korban." And furthermore, take all that piece out. Amar Rabbi Elazar ben Rabbi Tzadok, Onar Ayinu Mivnei Sina'a ben Binyamin, Chal Tisha B'Av Liot B'Shabbat, Tachinu Matanu Matzei Shabbat, Ayinu Matanim V'lo Mashlim, which shows it's a major holiday. It's not just being brought for their personal use. Omer V'Shtei Alecha Lech V'Aponim, we take all of that out. Start with the word Taman Taninan. Kol korbanot hayachid v'atzibur v'ayin min ha'aretz v'min ha'kutzaretz v'na chadash v'ni ha'shan chutz v'na m'shtei alekev v'shein bo'im elam v'na chadash v'in bo'im elam v'na aretz. Rav Huna, b'shem Rav Yirmiya says, that's got to be Rav Yishmael. Rav Yishmael omer en omer bo'mi surya. Taman taninan furthermore in kelim. Esa gedushote in eretz yisroel m'kadash b'chal ha'aretzot ma'ik v'shata. Be'vim imen omer b'ikur m'shtei alekev ma'ashem b'vim ken b'chal ha'aretzot. Again, Rav Huna, b'shem Rav Yirmiya, the Rav Yishmael. The Rav Yishmael omer en omer bo'mi surya. Mataman tadinu b'shmal omer, ma'acharish reshut, Av katsir rishut. Yotik tira omer shu mitzvah. Okay, again, all of this was taken out. Man tana shor mitzvichin b'shvies matim scharmin b'chumas alishka, Rabbi Shmoli. Rabbi Yusuf, no, that could be Rabbi Akoli. Because after all, lo matzu b'suya. Don't we need to have the svichin in Eretz Yisrael? But how about ain omer to be zorea, just to make sure you got it in Shemitah. What good would that do anyway? So what? Of which the Omer v'shtei alechem are good examples. Ketzer was said to be mechal the most. Originally, no tomaot min hashulchani v'notin lakotzrim v'lashomrim ad shelo yikrav haomer. Then mevi truma, mevi most, truma zalishka. Then mechalin on the Omer. V'tavos kein. Says Rav Acha b'shem Rabbi Bo, why not? Kol ma shi'iten, hinei damav, b'shar rishona. Tana, af b'tchei avanim, we have the same thing. Ketzer osa. Notel ma'od b'shulchani, noten l'chotzvim, l'asatatim, ad shlotin aten agabei adimos. Mi shenitan al adimos, mevi ma'od b'chumat al-shkar, mechalalin alea. And there too they ask for tavot kein, and there too answer Rabbi Yisrael, Rabbi Bo, b'shem Shmo. Kol ma shi'iten, hinei damav, b'shar rishona. Pora of the Sermishtarech, the Lachon Shasurit of the Pora, Boimetrumatalishka, Kevesh Pora, the Kevesh Shayomistarech, Lachon Shabin Karnava, Matamayim, Komota Yirmigdilotel, Kotzochea Yir, or Boimishiore Alishka. Abasholem, the Kevesh of the Pora, actually, Kohanim Gdolom Asimishalatzmam, and that's fine. Motar Shiore Lishka, Mario Asimbehem, Lokrim Behem Yenoch Manim Svatot, Vaskala Hed, Bishdiv Rabishma. Rabbi Akiva says, we don't do business with Hegdash. Avlo Mishalaniyim. Motar Chumam Hayosim. Baruch Kweza Havtzipu Elabit Kodesh HaKadashim. Rabbi Shmuel Omer, well, back to my Motar Peirot, actually, when Kaitz HaMizbeach. Motar Chumam went to Klisharet. Rabbi Akiva said, no. Motar Chumam went to Kaitz HaMizbeach. There were no Motar Peirot. Motar Nesachim to Klisharet. Rabbi Hanani Sekenan Kohanim says, no, Motar Nesachim actually went to Kaitz HaMizbeach. Motar Chumah, I agree with Rabbi Shmuel, it's a cliche, right? But I do not agree, Zevzeloh, Yuvodim, that there were perot for business. Kevesh at the poor, Rabbi Shmuel ben Nachman, B'shem Rabbi Yonatan points out that there were three separate Lashonot, the Sawyer way to Selah, Mitzorah way to Shekel, Pura, B'shtei Slatnim. Rukunya de Brat Chivrin, Rabbi Babar Zav, the B'shem Rabbi Shimon Chalafta, says the Pura was actually even heavier, B'shtei Slatnim Mechzer, some say it was Asara Zuz, it needed to be heavy enough to fall into the fire. Rabbi Yehuda b'shem Rabbi Shmuel, Talmidei Chachomim, Hamalamdim et Hakohanim Hilchot Shechita v'Hilchot Kabbalah Hilchot Zrikah Notnim Schar Mitrumat Halishka. Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Difa b'shem Rabbi Ami, Mivakrim u'Mekodshim Notnim Schar Mitrumat Halishka. Rabbi Acham Rabbi Tachum u'Bachriya b'shem Rabbi Shmuel, Magia Sifrei Azor Notnim Schar Mitrumat Halishka. Gidol Bar Binyamin b'shem Rabbi Yosi, Shnei Dayanei Gezeilot Notnim Schar Mitrumat Halishka. Shmuel Omer, Nashim Argot B'Parochet Notnim Schar Mitrumat Halishka. Rabbi Chuna Omer, no, that's Mitrumat Barak Abayit. Ma Pligi Shmuel. And Ravuna Avad Lakabinian. Omer of Chiski, a ton of Yoda Gadgadia, Haktorat the Kol Kabanata Tzibur by Imichumat Alishka, Mizbeach Azahab, the Kol Klea Shreit by Im, me, Berekabai, Mizbeach Ola, sorry, Mimotor Chos, Mizbeach Ola, Ekel Azarot by Imi Berekabai, Chutz Lazarot by Mishere Alishka. Votoni Abne Yerushalayim Oalim Behem. V'chiyesh mi'ilav v'shirayim? Sure, Rabbi Meir. The Rabbi Meir omer mo'alim v'shirayim. Omer b'chinina, yeah, but klum omer Rabbi Meir ala b'tok shenato. Here we're talking about chutz l'shenato on al-kanyani. Omer b'chiske, tana Rabbi Yehuda gergediot, ha-shulchan v'amnorah v'mizbechot v'aparochot, ma'akvim et ha-korbanot ev Rabbi Meir, v'chachomim omrim, ein lecha ma'akev et ha-korban, ela ki karkov v'keren v'ilvad, according to the Gra. Velokin Omer Abeliyaz, Rabbi Yossi ben Chananya, Treyen Amin, Kol Hein Dechtiv Nochach Me'akev, Kol Hein Dechtiv Tzela, Eno Me'akev, Vom Reb Shmuel Bar Nachman, B'Shem Rabbi Yonatan, No, Afil Tzela Me'akev, Vom Reb Yilah, B'Shem Shmuel Bar Nachman, Afil Sima Me'akev, none of which makes sense, according to the Machlokas of Rabbi Meir. Omer Reb Chanina, Kan Ba'avodot Shebifnin, Kan Ba'avodot Shebachutz.